Good afternoon. Just a beautiful day in progress across interior New York and New England as a nice northwesterly breeze is bringing in much lower humidity. Temperatures will be a bit below normal for this time of year, but still reach the middle 70s on average, with a good amount of sunshine across the area for the remainder of the day. Some fair weather clouds will mix in, however, they will dissipate after sunset tonight, setting us up for a clear, refreshingly cool night with high pressure overhead. Temperatures will dip back into the lower 50s on average, with plenty of 40s, especially across the higher terrain, by first thing tomorrow morning. With that same high pressure in control through the day tomorrow, we'll have a mixture of sunshine and clouds and a tad warmer, with highs reaching to around 80. A large trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will be overhead with a pocket of cool air for Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend. With some moisture pushing back into the region, humidity levels will be on the rise and will introduce the chance of a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Thursday and Friday, with highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, with a chance for a few more showers and thunderstorms on Saturday and Sunday, with highs both days in the 80s. Gradually late in the weekend into early next week, the trough will lift out, leaving us with a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the middle 80s on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a stall front will set up along the southern and central Rockies for the next couple of days, providing the focus for showers and thunderstorms. In addition, ample monsoonal moisture will stream in across the southwest, bringing enough moisture to introduce a flash flood threat from the Great Basin and southwest eastward across the central and southern Rockies and into the adjacent plains. Flash flood watches have been issued for a large part of this region. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is monitoring an area of low pressure located about 1,000 miles west-southwest of the Cape Verde Islands. Satellite data indicate that this low is becoming better defined. The associated shower and thunderstorm activity continues to gradually organize, and a tropical depression could form during the next day or so while the system moves westward or west-northwestward at 10 to 15 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Glendale, Arizona, to a low of 33 at Pahaska and Snake River Ranger Station, both in Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a shower possible and highs near 70 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 97, set in 1894, and the record low, 47, in 1987. Sunrise this morning was at 5:44 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:19 p.m., 14 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and comfortably mild today, with low humidity and highs in the lower 70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight, with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and comfortably warm today with low humidity and highs in the upper 70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny, comfortably mild today with low humidity and highs in the mid-70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows near 50. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, comfortably mild today with low humidity and highs in the middle 70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, comfortably mild today with low humidity and highs in the middle to upper 70s. Clear and refreshingly cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, continued pleasant, low humidity near 80. A mix of sun and clouds on Thursday and Friday, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms around, upper 70s and lower 80s. Lower 80s for the weekend, with just the risk of a few showers and thunderstorms for both Saturday and Sunday, and partly sunny on Monday, with highs in the lower to middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.